Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Forced to sleep in her car, this is the stark reality of the housing crisis. Lauren is a trainee nurse and a mother of two. And after her landlord sold her rented home and she separated from her husband, she's been spending several nights a week sleeping in her car as the family struggle to find a home. She joins us now to share her story. And Lauren, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. I know you spoke to the Wicklow people about what you're going through. You're on a busy shift in the hospital today, and thank you for taking time out on your break to speak to us. Can I ask you, where did you sleep last night?
Last night I slept on somebody's couch. I had a couch to sleep on last night. I tried to get a couch to sleep on if I'm working the next day, obviously, just to, you know, so I'm fresh, the long shift.
And when was the last time you slept in a bed?
The last time I slept in a bed was, I'd say, maybe 3 months ago.
And you've been working and trying as best you can to raise your family, I know, in the meantime. We might go back to try and explain to listeners how you've got into this situation. A trainee nurse, you're in your fourth year of your training, almost qualified, and yeah, haven't slept in a bed in 3 months. Can you tell us how it started?
Well, the landlord gave us our notice to quit. I think it was February last year. And then in August, he sold the place. So we were gone. We left in August. And I'd been living with my ex-husband up until then, and then we went our separate ways. So I ended up taking a place then in Wicklow for €2,000 a month, and I just couldn't afford it. I couldn't keep the payments up, so I had to let that go. I wasn't eligible for HAP then either. So,
and I think the reason you weren't eligible for HAP at that point was because you couldn't afford a solicitor to formally file for separation.
No, couldn't afford anything. I'd no proof of separation, so I was being assessed off his income then. And yeah, so I couldn't afford the €2,000 a month, you know.
So what happened then? You had to leave that new rental property because the qualification for HAP didn't go through. And you have two children. At what ages are they?
14 and 7.
Okay, so they were with you up until that point, but now you've nowhere to stay after leaving that rental property. What did you do?
So I found a kind of a cheaper place, like a unit in Kildare. So I went there and I took my daughter with me. I gave my son to my mother-in-law to he went to stay there. Obviously, it was meant to be very temporary, but it didn't turn out that way. I went up to Kildare and it took me 2 hours to get her to school. And at that point, I kind of thought to myself, I'm going to have to give her to the mother-in-law as well. So that's how the kids both ended up there. And I couldn't keep up the payments there either. So that didn't last too long. And then I kind of started couch surfing then and sleeping where I could. And then kind of in the car to be in Bray, because I found the separation from the kids just was soul-destroying. It really started affecting my own mental health around Christmas time. I had to take time off internship then, and so I found it was actually better to stay in my car and be close to the kids so I could eat dinner with them and I could do whatever parenting I could do in this situation.
Because I'm sure you never expected to find yourself in that situation. Do you mind me asking you what was going through your head the first night you bedded down in the car?
Oh, I was, to be honest with you, I was suicidal at that point. I just still can't believe that this is where my life has gotten. But it was so intolerable. I linked in with mental health services and they were giving me sedatives, so I was able to tolerate sleeping in the car, because obviously I was worried about safety. The first couple of nights I slept places, I was trying to figure out where to sleep that would be safe, and eventually found a street that was quite safe with all elderly people living on it. So it was really distressing, to be honest with you. I just don't know how I got there. I don't know what I did to get there, do you know? I went back to college at 37 to try and better my life. And so to hit fourth year and to end up sleeping in my car, separated from my children, was just, and still is, I just can't believe that this is happening.
You've managed then to get the separation filed, so you've managed to get the HAP payment, or at least you're qualified for HAP. You could get a HAP payment if you could find somewhere to live. So how much do you have to spend now if you could find somewhere to live?
So I was told by homeless services that I'd be entitled to 1600, which I think is the homeless rate for HAP, the homeless HAP. And I'm on internship, so I get paid for internship. It's a low wage, but I get paid for it, so I could put money to it myself. So max, I'd say 2300 is what I can afford now for a 2 or 3 bedroom. But I'm not having any success with that either.
And you've been searching for months. I know you've been on Facebook and in the local Facebook group asking people. What are people saying to you at viewings?
I've had one viewing. I don't even get viewings. I've had one viewing, and the viewing that I went to was in Wicklow Town. And when I got there, the agent was saying to me, you know, it's a desperate situation. There's so many people coming to view. And she said there was doctors from Vincent's viewing it, and other really high professions. And at that point, I kind of thought to myself, I'm never going to hear back from these people. Single mother on HAP. So I didn't. I didn't end up hearing back. But that was the only viewing I had. Do you know, I was lucky enough to get that one viewing. But other than that, I'm on DAFT every day. I'll send emails in the morning in the hope that they'll check the emails in the morning time at lunchtime, then kind of before 5 or 6 o'clock when people are finishing up. Never get a reply. Send the same emails over and over again. Never get a reply. So Facebook is really the only option I have. I post in the community forums, and I get a lot of support off the community. You know, they'll tag me in. I mean, they might tag me in rooms to rent, which isn't suitable, you know, like a room to rent. But,
you want to hear,
you know, I get a couple of leads. Yes, yeah, of course, of course. So I'll get a couple of leads, maybe. Nothing has really come from it, but it's the only feedback I get. It's the only support I get, you know. There's no homeless accommodation available in Wicklow. And I just daft. I just never hear anything back, nothing back from them. So posting publicly is my only option.
In terms of where you're staying in the meantime, as you say, couch surfing and staying in your car, have you considered, I don't know, hostels or homeless accommodation outside of Wicklow or outside of Bray? Or is that in itself something that you'd be reluctant to do?
Well, I could probably get single person accommodation in homeless hostels, but to be honest with you, I feel safer sleeping in my car. I've heard such horror stories about the homeless hostels, particularly if it's just yourself. I know the family ones are probably a little bit more friendlier, but there is emergency accommodation out in Gorey, but I don't know how I could make that work if I'm working at 7:30 in the morning. I need to be in the hospital at 7:15, and then I'm leaving at 9 o'clock at night and have to pick up the kids from school and braid, you know. So I don't know how that would be feasible. I mean, it was to say, you know, in Kildare, like, it was taking me 2 hours to get her to school.
So, and how are they coping? How are your children coping?
I mean, they're with their granny, and she's absolutely brilliant. She's amazing. We're blessed to have her. She's brilliant. So they're happy. They're happy with her. Obviously, it's been a strain on them because they've seen me upset over it and their dad upset over it. And my 7-year-old keeps saying to me, oh, don't worry, Mum, we'll get something one day when we live together. So, I mean, they are okay. They're being looked after really well. They're going to school. They haven't been, their routine is still the same, you know. So they're secure where they are, but at the same time, they're not with me. And so it has kind of upset things a bit. And it's horrible hearing my 7-year-old constantly say to me, it's okay, Mum, we're going to get somewhere soon. We're going to get somewhere soon. Do you know, like, she shouldn't have to be even worrying about stuff like that at 7 years of age.
How are you at this point, Lauren?
I'm doing a lot better now because I'm back in Bray. I was linked in with mental health services, and I'm just doing what I have to do, basically. Obviously, it's hard. It's tough. Like, you know, I had to take the 9 weeks off work because I'm in the nature of my job. I'm looking after people that aren't mentally well themselves, so I need to be mentally well myself. But it's tough. It's really tough. I'm kind of at the the stage now where I just have to accept the situation for what it is and just keep going and just hope that something will come up. Do you know,
Where are all your belongings?
I had to give away most of my belongings, so I got rid of most of them, and the rest of them are in my boot, and I live out of a suitcase. But yeah, we had to get rid of our, you know, like our couches and beds and stuff like that, and a couple of things in storage. But that's it.
Your car is part of your life at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
Well, Lauren, I'm so sorry to hear about the situation you find yourself in, and I really do hope that you're successful in finding something soon. And I know you have to go back to your busy shift now, and you've been working there in the hospital all day. Where will you sleep tonight?
I might be sleeping in a friend's house tonight. I texted them earlier. I'm just waiting on a text back yet, so I'm not too sure. It's kind of the same every day now, just a waiting game, take it day by day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, as I say, we wish you the very best. We have asked for a response from Wicklow County Council, and nothing has been forthcoming yet. But for the moment, anyway, Lauren, we'll keep in touch and we'll see how you get on. And as I said, we wish you the very best. Thank you very much for joining us to share your story. That's Lauren speaking to us from a break in her shift at the hospital.